Good morning. I was quietly thanking them because otherwise I'd be up here on my own. So we're going to call this instead of TWYD, Young Disciples. You're young, but we're going to call it TWBD because you're bigger. Okay. So today is the third Sunday in Advent, and prior to now, we've lit two purple candles, and today we lit a pink. So to me, I wanted to know more about why we do purple, pink. Okay, so let me tell you this first. The pink candle is also known as the shepherd's candle. So we're going to talk about two things, shepherds and the color pink, which really we don't normally put together, right? Okay, so let's talk about shepherds first. Shepherds were vital to the economy during Jesus' day, and they were also vital to the families who owned sheep and goats. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? They're nodding. Well, let me go into a little more detail. Shepherds were vital to the economy because sheep and goats were almost like cash. You could trade for other things. And like cash, the more sheep and goats you owned, the more buying power you had back in those days. So shepherds were a big part of the economy. They were also a big part of family life. If you owned sheep and goats, you had materials you needed to make clothing. You had milk. You had milk products. And you also had, every once in a while, you had meat. So they were vital to families, and shepherds were, and vital to the economy. But in a lot of ways, they were on the outside of society. So we'll talk, that's a whole other conversation. But they were. And if you think about what they did, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they were tending to these very valuable flocks. And they had to do that no matter what the weather was. They didn't get to call it a day, it's too cold. And they experienced extreme temperature changes at times. They didn't get to go home because their feet hurt, and they experienced rough terrain. They didn't get to go home because some scary wild predator came after their flock, and they were like, that's a little too much for me, I'm out. They didn't get to do that. Not only those kinds of predators, but people, bad guys, were wanting to steal. Just like somebody might steal cash, people wanted to steal the sheep and the goats. And so shepherds, their job, no matter what I just described was going on, was to protect the sheep and the goats. And they took with them very meager things, only what they could carry, the food they needed, whatever it was they needed, they had to be able to take it with them. And if you think about what they wore, I mean, think back to when you were in Christmas pageants, or, you know, you watched your other family members be in a Christmas pageant. They wore very utilitarian, very useful stuff. Layers on, layers off, keep the sun off, you know. I never thought of a shepherd wearing pink. So I don't think the pink candle, that color pink, has anything to do with what the shepherds wore. So let's transition. Hold all those thoughts about shepherds. Everything you always wanted to know and didn't ask about shepherds, okay? Hold on to that. Now let's talk about the psychology of the color pink. You ready? Okay. When I say the word pink, or you look at pink, the color, what do you think about? What do you feel? It's Kinsey's favorite color. Yes. We did not coordinate. What else?
It feels joyful.
She just likes it. That's perfect. So, studies have shown, and we've all, you know, you guys have already described some things, that people, when they see the color pink, they have a calm, they feel peaceful, they feel happy, they feel joyful. This candle is the candle of joy. So even though the shepherds didn't necessarily wear pink, the candle expresses the joy the shepherds felt as some of the first people to find out that a baby was coming that could change the whole world. And so that's why shepherds, pink, joy today. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, God, for the tenacity and the earthiness and the hard work of these humble shepherds. Thank you for the colors that we see make us grateful for them, especially today, pink. And thank you, Lord, for joy. May we always keep it in our hearts, even past Christmas time. Amen.